下面我们一起读一段，先读一段圣经。
And now we'd like to read the passage for the message this morning. We'll read one in Chinese and one in English.
我们把今天早晨的信息的经节先读一遍，中文走一遍，英文走一遍。
立位记十七章十至十一节，凡以色列家中的人，或是寄居在他们中间的外人，若吃什么血，我必向那吃血的人变脸，把他从民中剪除，因为活物的生命是在血中。我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
Leviticus chapter 17 verses 10 and 11. Any Israelites or any alien living among them who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from his people. For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life.
马太福音二十六章二十六至二十九节，他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福，就掰开，递给门徒，说：你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们，说：你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，得是罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks and offered it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I'll tell you,I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink anew with you in my Father's kingdom.
希伯来书九章十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Amen. Hebrew chapter 9 verse 14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
希伯来书十二章二十四节，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24. To Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
希伯来书十三章二十至二十一节，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Hebrew 13 verse 20 and 21. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
彼得前书一章十八至十九节，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19. For you know that it is not with the perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, A lamb without blemish or defect.
启示录十二章十一节，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
启示录七章十四至十七节，我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了，所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们，他们不再饥不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Amen. Revelation, the last passage, chapter 7, verses 14 to 17. I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple.And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
谢主，下面把时间交给史弟兄。
弟兄姊妹好
，Greetings，
好像好久没有看见你们了。
It felt like I haven't seen you for a while.
今天我们讲很重要的题目。
And this morning I want to share with you something very important.
主的宝血。
The precious blood of the Lord.
刚才我们把圣经已经读过了。
We just finished reading the Bible.
先要明白。是什么意义
First of all, we need to understand the meaning of blood.
这是很重要的一件事
And this is a very important thing.
利未记十七章
Leviticus chapter 17 says.
是唯一的地方
And that's only place in the Bible.
说出血是什么
Defines what blood is.
他说活物的魂在血中
Because the soul life of a living creature is in the blood.
这血赐给你们
And I have given you this blood
在坛上可以为你们赎罪
So that you can make atonement for yourself on the altar
说到血的意义
So when he talks about the meaning of blood
血是什么呢
So what is blood?
血就是活物的魂
It is the soul life of a living thing
我们主耶稣的宝血
And the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ
有这么大的能力
has such a power
有这么大的权柄
and has such a great authority
为什么主的血有这么大的能力权柄呢
why is there great power and authority in the blood of the Lord
因为主的血就是主的魂
because the blood of the Lord is the soul life of the Lord himself
所以称这个血为宝血
that's why we call it precious blood
有大能力
There's great power in it
有大权柄
And great authority
魔鬼就不敢碰主的宝血的
And it's something the devil dares not to touch
我们神的儿女都要有这个知识
Therefore children of God we need to know this
碰着鬼的事情啊
When it comes to dealing with demons
两件事鬼不敢碰的
There are two things demon is afraid of
第一主的宝血
First of all the precious blood of the Lord
第二主的大名
Secondly the great name of Jesus
宝血保卫我们自己的
And the blood defends us
名是攻仇敌的
and we use his name to attack, to offend
天上地下无所有手杖碰到主的大名万膝跪拜万口承认
At the name of the Lord Jesus, all creatures in heaven, on earth, and under the earth have to acknowledge that He is the Lord and bow before Him.
不仅天上这样。
Not only so in the heavenly realm.
地上是这样。
On the earth.
连地底下都是这样。
And even under the earth.
到阴府权柄那里去。
The power in the Hades or hell.
阴府完全是撒旦的力量。
And hell is where.Devil controls.
在提起主的大名。
But when you mention the name of the Lord Jesus,
所有鬼魔都要服服。
All the demons have to submit.
主的名是攻击仇敌的。
Because His name can attack them.
弟兄姊妹要有这个知识哈。
Therefore, brothers, sisters, have this understanding.
主的宝血是防卫我们的。
The precious blood is to protect and defend us.
主的大名是攻击仇敌的。
And His precious name is for us to use to attack.
仇敌不干不是两件事。
And these are the two things that devil are most afraid of.
因为第十几章，他说红的还在血中。
Leviticus chapter 17 says, "For the life of a creature is in the blood."
这是宝血非常重要的意义。
Therefore, this is the meaning of the precious blood.
主的血是什么
？So what is the blood of our Lord?
就是主的魂。
It is His life, His soul life.
所以宝血有大能力。
Therefore, there is great power in His blood.
主用他的血立了新约。
And with that blood, He made a new covenant with us.
主的血为我们买来东西太多了。
And Jesus had brought so many things for us through His blood.
主为我们流宝血。
He shed His precious blood for us.
用他的血为我们买来很多的权利。
And bought for us many privileges.
先要明白什么叫做权利。
So first, we need to understand what does privilege mean.
我在一个地方做事。
I work.At a certain place,
我做了一个月的事
for one month or so,
我去领薪水
when I go get my paycheck,
会不会担心他不给我啊
should I be afraid that he doesn't pay?
从来不担心的
I never heard we need to worry about that,
会不会担心他少我一文钱
or he will pay me less?
他不会少的，不能少的。
No, my employer will not come short of the payment either.
因为我做了一个月的工。
For I have worked for him for one full month.
我来领薪水，那是我的权利。
And I'm entitled to the paycheck. That was my right.
你必须给我的。
You have to give it to me.
我应当得的。
Something I deserve.
注定十字架。
But the Lord went to the cross for us.
为我们流了宝血。
And He shed the blood for us.
用血为我买了很多的权利。
And through His blood, He bought many privileges for us.
我们称它为血下的权利。
We call these are the privileges in the blood.
这每一个神的儿女要明白的。
Therefore, every child of God needs to know this.
宝血我们买了权利。
What privileges are bought through the blood?
罪的赦免。
First, the forgiveness of sins.
病的医治。
And the healing of sickness.
所有旧约的应许都要兑现。
And all the promises are fulfilled in the Old Testament.
最后的一个权利。
And the very last privilege.
当主再来的时候。
Is when He returns.
当我们眼睛看见主的时候。
When we see Him with our own eyes.
我们叫身体得赎。
Our body will be redeemed.
主要用。那个叫外有归附自己的大能
and through the power that submit themselves to Jesus
叫我们卑贱的身体改变形状
He will transform our lowly body
和他荣耀的身体相似
to be a body which is just like His glorious body
这是我们最后的权利了
and that is the very last privilege we have
这也是救恩到了最高峰了
also the climax of our salvation
我们的身体得赎了
that our bodies are redeemed
我们身体要改变像主的荣耀身体形状了
and transform just be like His
我们没有办法叫凭自己的追求叫身体改变的
and we cannot do anything to change our body like that
这是主的救恩
but the salvation of the Lord
救恩的高峰
and the climax of our salvation
宝血的权利
and that's a privilege under the blood
最后的一个权利
and also the last privilege in the blood
我们身体得赎
that our bodies are redeemed
我们见主的时候
when we see our Lord
每一个人的身体都变化了
everybody will be transfigured
权利大不大
isn't this these are great privileges?
你们都没回应呢。
And you're really silent.
权力大不大
？Aren't these great privileges?
太大太大了。
They are truly great.
罪的赦免。
Forgiveness of sin.
病的医治。
The healing of sickness.
旧约所有应许都要兑现。
And the fulfillment of all the promises in the Old Testament.
旧约所有应许太多了。
There are so many promises in the Old Testament.
我非常相信旧约的应许。
I truly believe the promises.
因着主复活了。
That through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all the promises will be fulfilled.
我年龄大了。
I am reaching old age.
但是旧约这些话，你年龄大的人也有应许啊。
Yeah, there are still many promises that are applicable to me.
日子如何，力量如何。
That your strength will be as strong as your days.
我真相信主的话。
And I truly believe that.
像现在我有疫病的关系，台湾我不能去。
And because of pandemic, I cannot go to Taiwan these days.
我盼望今年能去。
And I truly hope that God will let me go this year.
只要他让我去。
As long as He let me go.
我就马上跨过半个地球去台湾。
I will not hesitate and fly directly to Taiwan.
日子如何？
Because I believe.
力量如何？
That my strength will be as strong as my days.
我现在力量没有比年轻都减轻了。
And I don't think I'm worse than when I was young.
不是我的身体好。
It's not because I'm physically strong.
主的应许好。
But because the goodness in His promise.
因为主的应许是这样的。
Because He promises so.
所有应许都要兑现。
And they will be fulfilled on us.
最后才是身体得赎了。
And the last privilege will be the redemption of our body.
救恩达到最高峰了。
At the climax of our salvation.
我们卑贱的身体改变形状。
That this lowly bodies will be transfigured.
和主荣耀的身体相似。
It will be converted just like His glorious bodies.
这是我们所得的宝血权利。
And these are the privileges in His blood.
我们称它为血下的权利。
And these are the privilege of His blood.
主的宝血最大的是立了新约。
And the greatest thing in His blood is He made a new covenant with
Him. 新约宝贵在哪里呢？
And what is the preciousness of the new covenant?
保罗讲了一句话叫祝约。
And Paul used this term, all covenants.
约不是一个
，meaning there's more than one covenant。
也不只是旧约、新约两个约。
And also not just the New and Old Testaments。
第一个约，亚当的约。
The first covenant God had with us is the covenant with Adam。
主应许女人的后裔要来。
And He promised the seed of the woman will come one day。
所有的后人都是男人的后裔。
Everyone is the seed or offspring of a man。
就主耶稣来了。
Only when Jesus
和男人无关。
Had nothing to do with man.
玛利亚生的。
He was given birth through
童女玛利亚生的。
Virgin Mary.
从圣灵怀孕的。
He was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
他成为女人的后裔。
Therefore, he is called the seed of woman.
女人后裔要来了。
And one day, the seed of woman would come.
为我们打败仇敌。
He will defeat our foes.
仇，他要伤仇敌的头。
And he will strike on the head of the devil.
仇敌伤他的脚跟
，and the devil will wound his heel.
上头是致命伤
，and striking someone on the head is deadly.
上脚跟只是痛苦而已
，but on the heel is just causing pain.
在十字架上，天国君王和黑暗君王面对面征战
，and on the cross, the king of the heavenly kingdom and the dark domain.Face to face, they waged war against each other.
主伤了仇敌的头。
And during that war, the Lord struck down and damaged his head.
仇敌不过是主受痛苦啊。
And all the devil could do was just cause some pain to Jesus.
所以今天仇敌也到处攻击神的儿女。
And it is the same manner that's going around among children of God.
我们要非常明白真理。
And we need to know the truth clearly.
仇敌头打伤了。
We have strike, the Lord has striken down on his head.
今天他攻击我们，只用尾巴吓人就是了。
All he could do today to us is to use the remaining power in his tail.
我们不怕仇敌。
Therefore, we shall not be afraid of devil.
下面我们还要讲到我们得胜的原因啊。
And I will continue to share about the reason for our
victory. 立了新约。
And he made a new covenant with us.
新约应许圣灵要来。
And through this covenant, he promised the coming of the Holy Spirit.
我常常喜欢问你问题，圣灵是谁啊？
And many times I'll pose this question. Who is the Holy Spirit?
我从前在这里讲过的。
I mentioned that before here.
大家记得吗？
Do you remember who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是谁？神的儿女一定要回答这个问题啊。
You have to know the answer.
圣灵是谁？
Who
is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是主。
It is the Lord Himself.
那和福音书里的主有没有分别？
So this Lord, what is different between this Lord and the Lord in the four Gospels?
很大的分别。
Great difference.
福音书所以为道成肉身的主。
The Lord in the four Gospels is the Lord who was the Word that became flesh.
使徒行传讲圣灵。
And in the book of Acts, it talks about the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传又称为圣灵行传。
The book of Acts is also called the Acts.
圣灵是谁？
The Holy Spirit. So who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵也是主。
It's also the Lord.
和福音书里的主分别太大了。
But very different from the Lord in the four Gospels.
圣灵复活的基督。
Because the Holy Spirit is the risen Christ.
盼望今天咱们这句话听进去，不再忘记了啊。
I hope you'll remember this forever.
圣灵是复活基督。
The Holy Spirit is the risen Lord.
主的大能力释放出来了。
Because through resurrection, He released His power.
主的能力没有可比的。
No one can compare to that power.
新约头一件事，接上圣灵。
And the very first thing in the new covenant is to give us the Holy Spirit.
主要去宝座了。
Because the Lord has ascended into heaven to His throne.
复活升天。
He ascended into heaven.
降下圣灵。
Enthroned and sent down His Holy Spirit.
圣灵复活的主。
And that Holy Spirit is the risen Lord.
主的大能力释放出来了。
So that He can release His power.
从前主只能在一个地方行事做事。
When He was in the flesh.He could only perform one thing at one place.
只能对一个人说话。
But now,、and then he could only speak to a certain person.
圣灵降临了。
But with the coming of the Holy Spirit,
主可以同时对千万的人说话。
The Lord can now speak to millions at the same time.
千万的地方做事。
And he can do things in millions of places.
主无限量的释放了。
He is without limitation now.
那圣灵的时代来了。
We are now living in the era of the Holy Spirit.
介绍圣灵。
And he bring in the Holy Spirit.
第二，一切都在里面了。
And also, turn everything from external to internal.
从门徒们和主基督同行的时候。
In the past, when disciples followed the Lord.
看见主的大能力，真是羡慕啊。
They envy the great power manifest by the Lord.
但这个能力在他们外面。
Yet this power to them was outward.
和他们无关。
Had nothing to do with them.
圣灵来了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes.
能力到了里面了。
This power turns internally.
主的能力成为我的能力了。
Then the power of the Lord is now my power.
主的权柄成为我的权柄了。
And the authority of the Lord is my authority.
主的荣耀成了我的荣耀了。
And the glory of my Lord is now my glory.
这个新约时代到了。
Because we're now in the time of the New Testament.
所有主的生命丰富都在我里面了。
All the fullness of my Lord is now in me.
第三，主应许。奉主名祷告。
And thirdly, he has promised to give us his name so that we can pray.
你们从来没有奉我的名祷告。
He said, you never prayed in my name before.
现在开始奉我的名祷告。
But from now on, you can pray in my name.
一切所求的都要成就。
That all you ask can be fulfilled.
这个奉主名大事啊。
And you know, use the name of the Lord is a great thing.
我们地上人不能奉人的名的呀。
When we live in this world, we cannot just use other people's name either.
人的名太不值钱了。
And even so, their names are not valuable.
啊，美国最有钱的人是谁呀？
Who is the richest man in this country?
我看见我报上登过，我忘记了。
I forgot his name.
我会不会说我可不可以说我是他的儿子啊？
But can I just randomly say I am his son?
我不能这样说的。
I can't.
我这样说我犯法的。
If I do so, I violate the law.
存心不良啊，大概要他的好处了。
Apparently, I have very poor motivation to say that.
只要他不承认我犯法的。
And if he doesn't confess or agree with me, then I'm violating the law.
人的名字不值钱的。
Even that, the value of man's name is very low.
人也不能随便奉人的名啊。
And we cannot use other people's name anyway.
我从前有好朋友啊。
I used to have a very good friend.
一个弟兄，他是银行的经理。
And he's a manager of a bank.
好，他是非常规矩的人。
And he is very strict, very compliant.
由于政府告他。 贪污了钱。
One day he was accused of committing fraud.
把他抓起来了。
So he was arrested.
我们就想着我们弟兄那么好的人怎么会贪污呢
？And I knew him, his character. I said he was such a good man. There's no way he would do that.
他自己太不小心了。
But what happened was that he was careless.
一大事就做错了。
He made a mistake.
他中午出去吃饭了。
When he went out to lunch one day,
他的图章没有收起来。
He left his seal on the table.
人家用他的图章去领了一笔很大的钱走啊。
So people use seal, his seal, and then withdraw a large sum of money.
政府是看见你的名字吗
？So all the government agency could see is your seal.
当然要抓他了。
On the document, so he was arrested.
这个人的名字很重要啊。
Therefore, it is very important.To use your
主的名字不得了啊
！Not to mention the name of the Lord.
天上、地上、地底下。
Because in heaven, on earth, and even under the earth,
万口承认，万心跪拜。
And all mouth confess, all knees bow.
主要我们奉主的名。
At His name, and now the Lord says, "In my name."
天下只有三种人可以奉别人的名。
There are only three types of situations we can apply others' names.
妻子用丈夫的名。
First of all, your spouse.
丈夫一切都是我的。
Everything my husband has now is mine.
今天我对中国大陆讲这个话。
I said this. I made this comment in China one time, and there's a female a member among us raised her hand. I said, "What do you want to say?"
她说我们中国妻子不奉丈夫的名。
She said, "It's not our custom in China that to use our husband's last name."
我们用我们自己的名。
We use our own last name.
我说我没想到中国现在变得这样了。
Well, I was quite surprised.
从前不是这样。
It wasn't the case before.
最大的问题不合圣经。
And most important, it's not biblical.
圣经绝对是妻子奉丈夫的名。
In the Bible, wife will use the husband's last name.
丈夫一切都是我的。
And so that she has to share everything with her husband.
第二。儿子有父亲的名。
Secondly, the son will use the father's last name.
你们的 last name 姓都是姓父亲的姓吗
？Right? Don't you use your father's last name as yours?
儿子有父亲的名。
So the son will use father's.
父亲的都是我的。
And therefore, whatever my father has will be mine.
第三个关系。
The third relationship that.
臣子用君王的名。
Is your subordinates use the name of their ruler? Their
那君王差遣一个臣子出去、啊。
So when a ruler Send someone out as an ambassador.
叫钦差大臣啊。
And this ambassador,
他就代表君王啊。
Will represent the king.
任何的官，他一看见就高他三级。
And any officials he encounter will be below him.
他还有君王的名。
Because he comes in the name of his
我们奉的名不得了啊。
And so imagine the name we have.
我们奉的名也是儿子奉父亲的名。
We are applying the Lord's name as the father.
也是妻子奉丈夫的名。
And the husband and the wife,
也是主差遣我们活在地上
as well as the king and his subordinate.
我们不是随便活在地上
so we don't live on earth casually.
奉君王的名活在地上
but we live on this world in the name of my king.
任何权势我们都不惧怕
therefore we are not afraid of any power.
我们比你高一级
because we know we are higher.
我奉主名来的
because we come in the name of our Lord.
看见这奉主名的伟大吗
so do you know the greatness?
祷告完了奉主耶稣的名
so when we finish praying we say we pray in Jesus' name.
这不是一个义务的
and this is not just a routine.
好像是支票等不了签上的名。
Just like when you write a check, when you finish writing the mail, you sign your name.
我们的是要谁签名啊
？So do you know what name you are signing?
主签名。
We're signing the Lord. The Lord is signing.
奉主的名。
In the name of the Lord.
耶稣基督签上名了。
When we said that, Jesus Christ signed on it.
所以不要随便乱祷告。
Therefore, don't just pray anything loosely.
我认那个弟兄在上海、啊。
I knew of this brother in Shanghai.
想钱想疯了。
He just dreamed of money or getting rich.
祷告主给我100万、啊。
He said, "Lord, give me $1 million."
祷告完了，一下把钞票掀起来了，100万来了没有？
He finished praying. He looked under his bed. Well, do I have the $1 million yet?
他甚至发疯了。
He almost got crazy.
现在祷告的奉主名奉错了。
And that's the wrong way to apply the name of the Lord.
主不缺这个名的。
And the Lord will not sign on that kind of request.
我们祷告奉主名祷告。
So when we pray in the name of the Lord.
这是一个大事、啊。
We need to know this is a great matter.
所以主新约的恩典太大了。
So the privilege is in the New Testament is great.
主给我浩大救恩都在新约。
The Lord gave me his great salvation through his new covenant.
主给我们太大太大。
And that is indeed great.
我们下面还要讲。
And we will continue to share.
下面讲的宝血的功用。
And then, how about the function of the precious blood?
希伯来书讲的是非常好的话。
And Hebrews said it well.
洗净你们的良心
Through his blood he cleansed our consciences
除去你们的死刑
From acts that lead to death
叫你们侍奉活神
So we may serve the living God
永生神应该翻作活神
Actually the better translation is the living God
洗净良心
He cleansed our consciences
除去死刑
From the acts that lead to death
叫你们侍奉永活神
So that we may serve the living God
什么叫洗净良心
So what does it mean by cleansing our consciences
良心在我们里面是最特别的东西
You know conscience is a very special mechanism in us
我里面所有东西都是我的
Because everything in us is ours
都是随我的意思用的
And will followMy instruction.
我要爱我就爱
When I want to love, I love.
我不爱我就不爱
When I dislike something, I dislike it.
都随我的意思的
And it's done according to my desire.
在我们里面只有良心
Yet, the only thing in us,
明明在我们里面
which is the conscience, which abides in us,
从来不照着我们意思的
but does not truly follow our instruction.
良心是堕落人类中间最后代表神的
Conscience is the last piece of thing in the fallen race that represents God.
它代表神的律法的。
Represents the law of God.
所以良心会控告你。
Therefore, our conscience will accuse us.
一个人坏到一个地步，良心不大有作用了。
And when a man is rotten to an extreme,
圣经有句话说，
his conscience may stop working.
最坏的情形，良心丧尽了。
And that's why in Chinese we say he has lost all his conscience.
这话也不是绝对的。
And this is not an absolute truth.
一个人良心不大有功用了。
And when our conscience is not functioning the way it should.
夜深人静的时候。
But even that, in the dark night.
良心起来控告了。
And late in the night, our conscience will accuse us.
最可怕的。
And that is scary.
人到临死的时候啊。
And especially when we are before, about to die.
良心起来控告他了。
Our conscience accuses us.
连个赎回的机会都没有了。
And that would be too late to do anything to redeem.
良心像什么？
So what does conscience
like? 良心像翻越里面的监察官。
It's like the, in the court. 检察官。
专一的控告人的。
Who accuses us.
照着神的律法来控告。
And accuses according to the law.
罗马书二章讲的。
And in the book of Romans chapter 2.
犹太人按照律法灭亡。
And Jews will die according to the requirements of
the law. 外邦人按照良心来灭亡。
And Gentiles will perish according to their consciences.
良心发出声音了。
Because conscience speak.
我们大家都有过良心控告的经历吧。
Have we been accused by our conscience before?
对良心控告你没有办法的。
And there's not much you can do about the accusation.
你跟他讲你有没有用的。
And you can't even reason with your conscience.
你硬把他讲说服了。
And even you, we try to persuade.
好像不是师父，你把东西垫在那里。
And it's just like a book.
尺寸他没有放平了。
And it's not level yet.
你算他放平了。
But you regard it as leveled.
最多这样，良心不是毁落的。
You know, you cannot bribe your conscience.
在堕落人中间代表神。
Because that's the only piece that represents God among fallen human beings.
神在我们里面的监察官。
And it's like the monitor inside of us.
良心控告没有别的办法。
And there's not much we could do about that accusation from our
conscience. 只有宝血会洗净。
But the precious blood can cleanse it.
我们先要认罪
So we need to first confess
让神的儿子耶稣的血
And so that the precious blood of the Son of God
洗净我们一切的罪
Can cleanse us completely
良心控告只有宝血能够对付
Only the precious blood can deal with the accusation of conscience
第二点除掉我们的死刑
From acts that lead to death
什么叫死刑？
So what are the acts that lead to death?
没有生命的事都是死刑。
Anything that is without life is dead.
不是圣灵做的事都是死刑。
Anything that is not done by the Holy Spirit is dead.
凡是我凭着天然生命做的事都是死刑。
Anything I do according to my flesh is dead.
有时候你聚会中你祷告。
For example, even when we pray in the gathering,
祷告的最属灵的是
And you know, praying is a spiritual thing, very spiritual.
都很可能是死刑啊。
But that can be totally dead.
有的时候一个弟兄起来祷告。
Sometimes you hear a prayer by a certain brother.
他祷告完了，别人不能祷告了。
Once he finishes, people cannot follow up with it.
他真是给我们一个死刑啊。
Because his prayer brought in great death.
凭着天然生命祷告。
Because that prayer was out of his own flesh.
这叫死刑。
That's called the acts that lead to death.
任何事都可以变作死刑。
Anything can be dead.
我讲道也可能变作死刑。
Even my sharing can be dead.
给你们一个死亡的讲道。
Because my word just bring death to people.
死刑怎么办？
So how do we deal with deadly acts?
没有别的办法。
There's no other way.
主的宝血的洗净。
But asking for the washing of the blood.
我们在聚会里面遇见一个死刑。
So when we encounter death in our gathering,
靠主的血洗净死刑。
Then we need to rely on the precious blood of the Lord to wash us clean.
所以有死亡祷告之后啊。
So after a prayer that's full of death,
最好有老练的弟兄起来祷告。
The best way to deal with it is to cover it with another spiritual prayer.
推掉那个死刑。
Use the life in that prayer to swallow the death of the prior prayer.
把大家又带到生命里面了。
So we can bring life back into the congregation.
所以第二，除掉死刑。
So do away with the deadly acts.
第三，叫我们侍奉活神。
Thirdly, the blood will help us to serve the living God.
那我们侍奉那神活不活啊？
Is our God whom we serve living?
我们侍奉的是活神。
We are serving a living God.
我带过好多人得救。
I helped many people to be saved.
我有一次在嘉义啊，台湾嘉义。
One time I was in 嘉义 a city.
嘉义的地方实在不是个好地方。
It really wasn't a great city.
流氓最多了。
And we have a lot of gang members.
有一次一个流氓的年轻人来找我来了。
And one time a young gang member came to me.
那个时候我比现在还高好多了。
I was taller then when I was young.
我年轻了。
Because I was young, I was much taller than him. But he was even taller than me.
力很大，是很壮、强壮的人。
He was very sturdy, very. His build was big.
两个眼睛啊，斗鸡眼。
Yeah, he had cross eyes.
这个人看见很讨厌。
So it's not very pleasant to look at.
他一进来，我就知道他开玩笑来的。
And I knew he came with a joking time.
有人祷告。
He said, "I'm here to pray."
他说你祷告好，很好。
He said, "You prayed well."
祷告要下跪啊。
Oh, so he wants to pray. 他要来祷告。
对对。
He wants to seek prayer. So I said, "Good, that's good. So let's kneel down."
好，我下跪了。
He said, "Okay, let's kneel down."
他就跪下了。
So he kneeled.
我跟他一起跪下来。
I kneeled with him.
我祷告一句话。
I only have one prayer.
主，开他的眼睛。
I said, "Lord, open his eyes."
他以为我要去用手拨他眼睛。
He thought I was about to poke his eyes.
他把眼睛闭得紧紧的。
So he closed his eyes tightly.
我第二句话仍旧一样的喽，开他的眼。
And still pray the same thing, "Lord, open his eyes."
我第三次的时候，主开他的眼。
And for the third time, I said, "Lord, open his eyes."
主真开他眼了。
And the Lord indeed opened his eyes.
他大叫起来了。
Because he cried out loud.
我是个罪人啊。
He said, "Oh, I am a sinner."
他祷告完了，起来了。我说弟兄，你得救了。
So when we finish prayer, I say, "Brother, you are saved."
我们侍奉活神。
Well, whom we serve is a living God.
你们传不传福音啊？
So do we tell people about him?
要传福音啊！
We need to share the gospel.
天天传福音啊！
Daily.
有一次我年轻的时候，
When I was young, there was one day.
我隔壁邻舍一位姓陈的老先生。
And the neighbor next door, a Mr. Chen, old man.
学问很好。
Very well educated.
中国学问很好。
Very well educated in China.
他很希望跟我讲话。
He liked to converse with me.
有一天我母亲给我讲，陈老先生跟你讲话，你从来不给他传福音啊。
One day my mom reminded me, says, "You talk to Mr. Chen all the time, but you never share the gospel with him."
我现在我去上课。
I said, okay, I'm going to school right now.
我回来跟他传福音。
But I will share the gospel with him after school.
我回来不半天的时间啊。
So half day or later, I came back.
我回来了。我母亲的脸色很难看，站在门口等我。
And my mom stood at the door waiting for me. She looked serious.
我什么事啊
？I said, is everything okay?
什么事啊？脸色这么难看。
Well, what's wrong? Why do you look so serious?
说你走了。
He said, after you left.
车老先生忽然倒下来死掉了。
Mr. Chen suddenly fell to the floor and died.
我也傻掉了。
I was shocked.
我应该马上给他传福音啊。
I should have preached the gospel to him right then.
因为灵魂灭亡了。
Because he just perished.
我们侍奉活神。
We serve a living God.
责任太大了。
And he is great.
所以我们认识的人
And we have great responsibility.
都给他传福音
To everyone whom we know.
他要灭亡，责任就在我们
If he dies or perishes, we are responsible.
所以保罗说，我不传福音，我有祸了
That's why Paul says, woe to me if I don't share the gospel.
他一定传福音啊
He always shares gospel.
美国有很有名的故事啊
There was this famous story.
美国有个大传福音的人叫做 Moody 先生。
And there was this guy, he's a great preacher, Moody.
他聚会里听的人很多、啊。
And many people would come to listen to him.
有一天晚上，他要决志。
And one night, he was calling, he was about to call people to accept Christ.
大家受感动的人很多、啊。
Because many were moved.
他说明天来决志。
Said tomorrow, you come and let's accept Christ.
明天我们要决志。
We will accept Christ tomorrow.
晚上最有名一件事叫芝加哥大火。
That very night, the great fire of Chicago.
听到传福音的人很多死在那火里面了。
Occurred and many people died.
从这件事以后
，and after this incident,
Moody 先生再不说明天决志了。
Moody never said it again. Said we will accept Christ tomorrow.
现在就决志。
He was saying, "Let us accept Christ now."
这个时候就接受主。
Now is the time to accept Jesus.
谁知道你的生命还有多久、啊、
？Because no one knows how long our lives.
我也不知道我的生命有多久，你也不知道你的生命多久。
My life, or you know your life.
要接受主，现在。
Therefore, now is the time to accept Christ.
要奉献，现在。
You want to offer yourself to Him? Now is the time.
要顺服主，现在。
You want to obey the Lord? Now is the time.
绝不要拖到明天。
Don't drag until tomorrow.
这是福音啊。
The gospel is our
responsibility. 侍奉永活的神。
Living God.Whom we serve.
下面我们再说主的血是更美的血。
And also, His blood is the more beautiful blood.
这个创世纪一开始，该因跟亚伯的故事。
And this is actually referring to the story in the beginning of Genesis, the story between Abel and the Cain.
该因用地里的出产献给神。
Cain offered the produce of the ground to the Lord.
亚伯。在羊群中选一只羊来献给神。
Yet Abel picked a lamb without blemish to God.
那个时候人不吃羊的。
Back then people don't eat sheep.
人吃水果的。
Then they are vegetarians basically.
所以亚伯牧羊不是他的职业。
Therefore Abel does not raise sheep as a profession.
他认识神。
But because of his knowledge of the Lord.
我不能凭着我自己来到神面前。
Knowing that he cannot come to God by himself.
我来到神面前。
I can come to God.
靠着羔羊的血。
By the blood of the Lamb.
有启示的人。
He was a man with a revelation.
认识主的人。
He was a man who knew God.
该因却用他自己的努力的出产。来献给神。
Yet Cain was trying to offer to God something through his own labor.
所以遇到了亚伯，神拒绝了该隐。
And God preferred what Abel offered than Cain.
圣经翻得真好。
And Bible said it well.
该隐动怒了。
Abel was angered.
圣经说他挂下脸来。
Cain was angered, so he changed his face.
他脸变长了，挂下脸来。
His face turned long. He was not happy.
亚伯一生没有讲过话，好像是当然讲话了，圣经没有记。
And do you notice Abel never talked in the Bible?
圣经记到死后反而讲话了。
Yet, not when he was living. He talked after he died.
他是讲话了。
His blood talked.
该又杀了亚伯。
After he was killed by Cain, his brother.
神说亚伯的血在地里向我。 控告。
God says the blood of Abel accused Cain.
这里该有该有的惩罚。
Therefore, God punished Cain.
这里说宝血更美的血。
And here, the blood of the Lord is a better blood.
就是跟亚伯的血是比较的。
And it's in comparison with the blood of Abel.
亚伯是得胜者第一个人。
And Abel was the first man that was overcome.
但是他的血要求控诉。
And his blood was accusing his brother.
要求神的惩罚来到。
And asking for God's judgment.
耶稣基督的血。
Yet the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
宣告赦免。
Was proclaiming forgiveness.
父啊，赦免他们。
Oh, Father, forgive them.
他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
主的血是更美的血。
Therefore, the blood of our Lord is a more beautiful.
要求赦免的血。
Because he asks for forgiveness of sin.
主的宝血是主最大的恩典。
Therefore, the blood of the Lord speaks the greatest grace.
主的血是更美的血。
So his blood is the better blood.
主的血成就了。救赎和救恩
and the Lord's blood accomplished redemption and salvation.
那我们要知道救赎救恩完全不一样了
We got to know the difference between these two, redemption versus salvation.
以色列的第一个节期是逾越节
and the first festival for Israelites are Passover.
出埃及记，以色列人到了旷野，头一件事过逾越节
and the first thing they celebrate when they're in the wilderness was to celebrate Passover
逾越节他们在埃及时候过的
and they celebrate the first time when they were in Egypt
过了逾越节就到旷野了
after Passover they enter into the wilderness
逾越节两件事
and there are two things associated with the Passover
第一莫羔羊的血
the blood of the lamb
第二吃整个羔羊
applied on us and also we eat the entire lamb
羔羊的血说到救赎
the application of the blood of the lamb speaking of the redemption
吃整个羔羊救恩
to eat the lamb is to participate in salvation
完全不同的两件事
and they're totally two different things
说逾越节就救赎
Passover is the redemption
命命的天使来了
so when the angel of death came
我一见这血就逾越
He says, I will pass over when I see the blood.
以色列人没有比埃及人好啊
And because Israelites were not better than the people in Egypt.
明明天使来一起毁灭
So the angel of death should abolish both of them.
主又给他们用羔羊的血完成了救赎
Yet through the blood of the lamb, they were redeemed.
然后吃整个的羔羊
And after that, they also eat the finished entire lamb.
从里到外吃
They eat the entire lamb from inner organs to the outer flesh.
吃羔羊的肉
To eat the meat of the lamb.
你要吃羔羊的内脏
And the organs, all the inner organs.
从里到外吃
From most the inside to the outward.
站着吃
And when they ate it, they stood and ate.
站的时候腰里面手上带着
And so they tightened up their waist.
手里拿着杖
And they held a staff in their hand.
脚上穿着鞋
And their shoes were on their feet.
要快快吃
And they need to eat in a hurry.
因为出埃及的命令很急啊
Because very soon they will leave Egypt.
快快吃完羔羊马上就上旷野了
Eat the lamb hurriedly and then we can enter into the wilderness
四十年在旷野
For 40 years long
四十二站的道路
42 stops in the journey
我们称它为旷野经历
And those are the experiences of the wilderness
我们的人生就是一个大而可怕的旷野
Our life is a great and dreadful wilderness
我们的人生没有什么可以提的事
And there's nothing else in our journey
最有价值的事我们人生最有价值的是
and most valuable thing in our life
就是经历主
is to experience the Lord
四十二站的经历
42 stops
每一站都经历主啊
every stop we experience the Lord
羔羊是整个旷野的福分啊
and therefore all the blessings in the land is and the Lord himself
吃羔羊的肉吐羔羊的血
application with the blood and eating the
blood
and accomplish both redemption and salvation for us
明白了救赎救恩的分别了吧
do you understand the difference between these two now
不明白只好不明白了
hope you understand
凭着永远的血
And through the covenant of the blood of the covenant.
叫基督从死复活。
And the eternal covenant of the blood and raise our Jesus from the dead.
主的最大能力是复活。
The greatest power of the Lord is resurrection.
撒旦最大的能力是死亡。
And the greatest power of devil is death.
称为掌死权的魔鬼。
So devil is called the one who holds the power of the death.
主的最大能力是复活。
Yet the greatest power of the Lord is resurrection.
把整个死亡吞下去了。
Because he swallowed up the entire death.
圣经就用一个字 swallow， 把它吞掉了。
He swallowed the death.
主的复活。
The resurrection of the Lord.
凭着永远的血。
Is through the blood of the eternal covenant.
这是主没有来之前神就定规好的。
And it's something that God has predetermined before the coming of the Lord.
主要复活。
One day, the Lord will resurrect.
复活是最大的见证。
Which is the greatest testimony of all.
我们信什么？
So, what do we believe in?
我们信主的话没错。
Of course, we say we believe in the Lord.
但是我们信什么呢？
But what do we believe in the Lord?
信。主的复活。
We believe in His resurrection.
我们信有复活的主。
We believe in the risen Lord.
耶稣基督复活了。
Jesus Christ has risen.
所以在我们身上都要有见证。
Therefore, there should be proof or testimony on us.
要从我们生活里活出来。
And should be seen in our daily living.
就是复活救主。
Our Lord is the risen Lord.
我信的不是个道理的主。
I'm not just believing some kind of knowledge or doctrine.
我信的不是一个说法。
Or a method or a theory.
我信的复活救主。
But I believe in the risen Lord.
主要从我身上活出来。
And he shall be lived out through me.
好，我们讲到最后了。
And now we have come to the end of my message.
到了启示录十二章。
It's in the book of Revelation chapter
4. 宝血得胜。
And we overcome by the precious blood.
我最要紧的没有讲。
And that is the most important thing.
圣经提到主的血。
And when the Bible talks about the blood of the Lord,
是讲到血怎样，血怎样。
It talks about the blood is, the blood is.
圣经从来没说宝血。
The Bible never used the term precious blood.
我们神的儿女今天口中的宝血两字用惯了。
But we like to use that term.
宝血这个字。
Precious blood.
圣经只有一个地方。
Only one place in the Bible.
这是彼得讲的。
And was spoken by Peter.
彼得前书第一章，彼得说：“宝贵的血。”
First Peter first chapter says precious blood.
主的血对彼得意义太大了。
Because to Peter, the blood of the Lord is great.
彼得三次否认主啊。
Because he denied the name of the Lord three times.
没有主的宝血，彼得什么都没有了。
Because without that blood of the Lord, he would be nothing.
所以彼得说到血。加一个宝贵。
Therefore, when Peter speaks of the blood of the Lord, he used the adjective precious.
宝贵的血。
That precious blood.
今天我们和彼得一样。
And we are just like Peter.
称主的血为宝贵的血。
We refer to the blood of the Lord as the precious blood.
到了启示录第七章。
And when it comes to the book of Revelation,
将来我们在荣耀的时候了。
You know, this is something when we enter into some glory.
看见多少弟兄姊妹都在荣耀了。
We'll see many brothers and sisters are glorified.
天使问使徒约翰，这些人是谁啊？
The angel asked Apostle John, who are these people?
约翰说，主你知道。
He said, you know.
天使说，这些人大患难中出来的。
And the angel said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation.
有羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
他们羔羊自己亲自要牧养他们
and the lamb will be their shepherd
太大的福分了
and that is a great very good
blessing 日头不能伤害他们
and the sun will not beat upon them
日头是最大的受造之物
and sun is one of the greatest creation
最大的受造之物也不能伤害神的儿女
even the greatest creation cannot harm God's people
羔羊要牧养他们
because the lamb will be their shepherd
擦干他们一切的眼泪
and will wipe away every tear from their eyes
我这个人不大会哭的
and you know I don't cry often
所以我想我可能 没有什么眼泪可以弄上。
And I was thinking, you know, there is no tear for the Lord to wipe from my eyes.
擦眼泪是外面那句话。
But that is something external.
除掉我们一切的痛苦。
Internally meaning wipe away all our sufferings.
连痛苦的味道都没有了。
So we don't even feel pain.
我们一生经过很多痛苦。
We do suffer.
借主的时候。
But when we see the Lord one day.
享受主的大恩典。
We just enjoy His grace.
享受主的大荣耀。
And His great glory.
今生痛苦都不见了。
All the pain triggered by the sufferings in our life will be gone. And that's what it means by wiping away our tears. Because we will just enjoy the greatest blessing. And my message ends here.
再唱这首诗歌好不好？
Can we sing this hymn one more time? 535. Such a wonderful hymn.
这些日子谁安度越难过，死亡的剧情已被突破，万次逼迫重新哭，你有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前心脏的洒的光洒净，你有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前心脏的洒的光洒净，耶稣羔羊血洗净，这些人乃是自由独行者，舍弃主福乐，尽随他脚步，最棒说年生必须，耶稣羔羊血洗净，长驱直前心也能洒得光洒净，耶稣羔羊血洗净，长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜，耶稣羔羊血洗净。这些人乃是不顾的军师，随地从天到处收粮食，心中人梦将美子，耶稣羔羊血洗净。长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜。应有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜，应有羔羊血洗净。
弟兄姊妹们，我们是羔羊宝血所洗净的，我们珍惜这个宝血，我们敬畏这个宝血。当我们唱这样的诗歌的时候，我们是侍立在羔羊的宝座面前，把他所当得的敬拜赞美归给他。我们被宝血洗净的，我们都起来赞美，我们不要坐着，我们要起来敬畏我们的主，赞美我们的主。 Let's rise and worship our Lord, the Lamb on the throne, who is worthy of our praises. 让我们继续从第三节唱起。
这些人乃是不顾的于事，随彼之心听到处受了事，心中满难有美子，也有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜，也有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜，也有羔羊血洗净，这些人乃是忠心奉老死，追逐求笑容，旁若都不辞，虽经苦难人坚持，也有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜，也有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜，也有羔羊血洗净，这些人乃是世界的配偶，虽无成就患难，不做先高秀，这人逐渐难论究，也有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜，也有羔羊血洗净，长驱直前，新约的撒旦光明镜，也有羔羊血洗净。
阿门，感谢主，赞美主。
是指着新人的家的光明期，也有高羊学习期。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，我们感谢主，哈利路亚。我们感谢阿们，赞美主。弟兄姊妹们，让我们把赞美敬拜来归给我们的主，宝座上的羔羊。因为魂是在血中，我们的主把他自己赐给我们，我们迎来血下所有的权利，他当得我们的敬拜，他当得我们的感谢。求圣灵开我们的眼，认识血下的权利，认识浩大的救赎和救恩。我们要把赞美敬拜来归给爱我们、为我们舍命、为我们从死里复活的主，他是配得。我们一起来赞美感谢我们的主，阿们，感谢主。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美主。